The other day, my wife asked me to look at a manuscript and tell her what I thought. After I read it and jotted a few comments, I said I had some notes for her. She said that having some notes sounded theatrical, that she had never heard the term used in the sense of critical remarks about fiction, which is her field. I grew up hearing directors give notes at the end of a rehearsal. As a director myself, I would, of course, give notes to actors. Now I told her the best story I knew about notes. In college, I was in a production of A Midsummer Night's Dream. The director was a tyrant who sometimes held rehearsals till long after midnight, often going over details of the production that could have been ignored. It's hard to believe I survived those months. Classes, studying, papers, a part-time job far from campus, and nights of endless rehearsals. Sleeping had a low priority. In a strict reading of A Midsummer Night's Dream, one of the mechanicals, or craftsmen, plays Moonshine in their ridiculous play within a play of Pyramus and Thisbe. He brings on a thorn bush and a dog, which figured in folk illustrations of the Man in the Moon. Our director decided we couldn't neglect those details. The thorn bush was relatively easy. Someone lent their cute white puppy to the production, and my roommate volunteered to keep him in our apartment for the duration of rehearsals and performances. The puppy was young enough to need paper training, which we diligently provided. Eager to please, he turned out to be very good at it. You've probably heard the old saw about sharing a stage with a small child or animal. At the first performance, the puppy, when carried on stage, squirmed and whined, ready to upstage me. I was Bottom the Weaver, appearing now as Pyramus, and I realized my great bombastic final speech and death scene were threatened as the audience focused its attention on the cute, hyperactive beast. So I got an inspiration to stride over in front of the actor holding the dog. I stretched out the Roman cape I wore, hiding the dog from the audience. This improvisation brought the house down. At the same point in the second performance, none of this happened. The puppy lay quietly in the crook of the actor's arm. He may have been asleep. I didn't get to repeat my portrayal of the triumph of the ham. After curtain calls, I found out that the stage manager, alarmed by all the whimpering and movement the previous night, had given the dog a long walk and run to tire him out before the show. Here's the part about notes. The final dress rehearsal ended at 2 a.m. We were facing a day of classes followed by our opening night performance. The stage manager called us back on stage. The director spread 4 pages of notes on the floor and said, "Lovely performance, but I have a few notes." The well-trained puppy walked over to the papers and expressed the feelings of all of us by making a splendid deposit on the director's pages of carping criticisms. There was only one possible response for the director. He let us go home. I remember this every time I have notes or comments for anyone. The best deterrent for excess in that situation is to ask, what would the puppy do?